Kia ora, welcome to Power Up Podcast, powered by Venture Taranaki and produced by Raw Collective. We're celebrating the success of remarkable Taranaki entrepreneurs, highlighting their stories and showcasing the best of work and play in this exceptional region. This season, we're talking to trailblazing enterprise owners and founders in energy, tech and well-being, beverage crafters, commercial developers, and digital storytellers. And it's no exaggeration to say that some are genuine world leaders in their fields, pioneering positive global change while living the famous Taranaki like no other lifestyle. I'm your host, David Downs. Let's discover why Taranaki is a region where unique natural and business environments collide, enabling people to flourish both at work and home. No mai, haere mai, we welcome you to hear our enterprising future like no other. For this episode, we flip the script on the producers of this podcast. Hannah Hunt is much more used to being behind the scenes than in front of the microphone. Hannah is one of the founders of Raw Collective, one of New Zealand's first and only dedicated podcast production companies. They're the producers behind the likes of the Well and Good podcast with Art Green, Outside the Lanes with Sophie Pascoe, and The Most of It with Antonia Prebble, as well as commercial podcasts for Westpac, Balance, and the NZX. Raw Collective has achieved a whole lot for a small company that started through a shared love for podcasting. They've broken down barriers and helped businesses and people embrace the power of one of the world's newest mediums. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning,
Where have
David.
You come from this morning?
I have actually just come from right around the corner. Wow. We live right in town.
But you're a busy working mum, so you've probably done like a day's work, 6 loads of washing, 3 kids to school, 2 kids, whatever, hung out, things, whatever.
It's been a busy morning.
It's normal for a working mum. We're going to talk about being that. But is it strange for you to be in front of the microphone rather than kind of behind the scenes?
It is very, very weird. My one rule was that I never wanted to talk on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I've broken that today.
Yeah, we are breaking the rules. Yeah. Thank you for breaking the rules for Venture Taranaki and for educating, I suppose, people about what it's like to run a business and grow a business and grow a family at the same time. So thank you, because I think it's important. Tell me about what was going on and why you started Raw Collective a few years ago.
Yeah, well, I just moved back to Taranaki with a friend of mine as well. We'd moved back at similar times and we just kind of saw a gap in the market. Podcasting was exploding all over the world, and we didn't really see a space in New Zealand that was kind of facilitating podcasting. It was done in radios, and people were doing podcasting, but there wasn't a company that sort of took care of everything, I guess. Yeah. So we sort of just
one-stop shop
started on this journey.
Fantastic. Yep. And I suppose also, it's a, when you run your own business, you have this vision of I'll be my own boss, I can take time off, I can play golf or whatever. But it gives you freedom and flexibility.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely gives you flexibility, but you have absolutely no time off.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Did you, was it something you'd done before, like podcasting or recording or audio or?
No. I had never, ever done anything like that. My background was in fashion.
Right.
So we sat down and we were like, oh my gosh, let's start this podcasting company. You know, like how hard could it be? Famous last words.
Yeah.
And we soon discovered it was definitely going to be a lot more challenging and that we needed a lot of help from people who had years of experience.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you do? You sit down there with a blank sheet of paper, you write a business plan, start a podcasting company, then what?
Well, we knew we had to start a show. So I think probably the first thing we did was not even a business plan. I think we just sat down and thought of all the cool people that we could do shows with.
Right. Nice. A little bit stalkerish, but okay.
Yeah, it was quite stalkerish. And that's actually where we started. We had this big list and we were like, right, we've got to start reaching out to people and create shows. The first people that we reached out to was Art and Matilda Green. And, you know, we were kind of expecting that we would really have to, I guess, fight to get someone on our side to even start a show. So we had all this information about why start a podcast and, you know,
all
the future
backup plans and discussions and you're right, ready to go in case they ask you difficult questions.
Yeah. And then we sat down with them and they were like, cool, yep, we want to do this. Well, and we hadn't quite got even, you know, we really weren't expecting a yes so early. So
didn't own any microphones at that point?
No microphones. No, I think we had a domain name which we'd set up purely just to send these emails.
That's cool. I love it. That's bootstrapping. Excellent. And obviously starting a company in Taranaki, I mean, that's, there's something there about this. So coming from this place means you have to potentially travel a bit. But what's the, I guess, did it make it harder compared to other places?
No, it definitely didn't. It definitely made it easier because we could really kind of focus on what we were doing. We had access to anyone in the world because of Zoom and technology makes it so easy. And actually, in the early days when we were talking about what we wanted to do, we knew that it had to be something that we could do from here and we could do remotely.
Yeah.
That's always been a big part of,
sort of built in
how we've set
process.
The business up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, clearly Aunt Matilda Green, very good. Listen to the podcast, by the way. The name of the podcast?
Well and Good.
Well and Good. There we go. Listen in. Find it on all your favourite podcast things. But you start off with there. That's a pretty good name brand to suddenly go out there to others and start growing and go, oh, with name dropping. Oh, yes, I was just talking to Matilda the other day. And that allowed you to start growing from there. So how did you get the word out?
We honestly didn't do a lot to get the word out. It's always kind of felt with Raw that it's been a little bit of a runaway train. Like every now and again we'll be like, oh my gosh, it feels like things will slow down and then we'll just have all these kind of incoming inquiries. Yeah. Like we do a lot of outbound lead generation, but most of the work that we get is through word of mouth or they've kind of just found us through people that we've worked with before.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's the best kind of marketing is word of mouth marketing. It's what sort of shows were you doing and have you done?
We've actually done a huge range, like, from Well and Good, and then because we also work with corporate clients, so we work with a company called NZ Story. Oh, have you heard of them?
I have. They're a very cool organisation, actually, yes. Love it.
So, you know, we'll work with people on anything from a farming podcast, entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
It could be a show based around a host and their kind of personality. So that's been the really good thing about it that I've found personally because we work with people and we work on shows that aren't necessarily something that I would have thought up myself. So I kind of find myself in front of people that I never would have dreamed of meeting or learning about. And it's,
fascinating.
Yeah, it is really, really cool.
Nice. And to the uninitiated, what's the advantage of a podcast? Give us your pitch. Like what's, why should I as an organization want to do a podcast?
I think first of all, it's definitely actually not for everyone. I think you really have to have something to say and you really have to have an audience to connect with. If you're an organisation that does have a really strong message that you want to share with people, then podcasting is the perfect way to do that because, you know, you can sit down with people and really get a lot of information out of them. But I think even if you didn't, it might not suit you to create your show, but then there is an opportunity within podcasting to put like ads in podcasts and kind of get your message out that way. So there's lots of different ways to approach it.
Nice. And what's the advantage, I suppose, of working with a company like yours? You know, like couldn't I just grab a microphone or do it on my iPhone and record something? My ramblings?
That is that is one way to do it.
Yeah. People want to hear my ramblings, surely.
Well, I guess what we do is everything. So we look after the whole process from the very start, the idea, right through to the distribution.
Yeah.
What people don't necessarily know is how much work goes into putting a podcast together, and you know that there is a bit of work that
I
goes
have to
on
deal
behind
with
the scenes.
Truculent hosts like me. Yeah.
Our mission is to go into a show and we really want people that we work with to be involved and we want them to have fun with the process, but we don't want them to be doing all the work.
Yeah.
So we just take care of all the details.
Nice. Things like listening it on the major kind of podcasting platforms and formats and editing and making sure that the scripts are right and all that.
Writing the scripts and then we provide.
This is all fully scripted. Yeah, now I see people out there are going, oh my God, is it scripted? Yeah, fully, 100%, every word, including this one.
Yeah, we've been learning our lines all morning.
So scripting, production, because like, you know, just for those of you who are listening, right when we're in a room, we've got an engineer, Nick, we've got equipment-y things, we've got headphones on, we've got microphones, all you provided all of that stuff?
Yep, we do. And we also do, you know, like the research for the hosts because we want to make that part of the process easy as well. We all know what it's like when you start to look into something and you get into a Google vortex and, you know, it's been 4 hours and you're, you know, looking up this person's family tree and you're not quite sure how you got
Stalkerish
there.
Stalkerish again. Okay. Oh, that's cool. And clearly setting up a business like this, we talked about it earlier, but you're doing this as a working mum.
Yes.
You weren't a mum at the beginning, but in the period of setting up the podcast, you've managed to grow quite a tribe.
Yes.
And so you've had to work, both you and your co-founder, Laura, have had to work around your family situation. Tell us about being a working mum and running your own business.
The first word that springs to my mind is chaos. But in a lot of ways, I'm really grateful that I've been able to do it this way. So yeah. I literally came home from the hospital and I think 2 days later was incorporating the company after having Ziggy, my daughter, who's now 4. But because time is very precious and because we juggle so much, it really means that the time that we invest into the business is on things that we know that are going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
And we've set up processes and systems that are robust because we just do not have time for things to not work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, which they do sometimes. Like this week was a great example where my daughter was sick and, you know, there's just been a lot going on, a lot to juggle. So it's just making sure that there's
backup plans and then backup plans for the backup plans.
Exactly.
But that's the thing, I think. Probably highly illegal, but if I could, I'd only hire working mothers because they're so efficient. Like, you have no time for that nonsense.
Definitely.
Come and get the job done, go home, look after the kids. It's like...
Yeah, and I've really genuinely heard that from a lot of people and I can really see why that would kind of be... I think it's a good option. Good, I think you should start that policy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. See you in the employment law courts. Yeah. Cool. But obviously along the way, you know, running a business, you've probably had advice and sort of sought out input from others and that sort of thing. And, you know, how have you done that? Like, how do you approach people asking for their thoughts or support?
Yeah, and for me, that's a really important part of this process. I learn a lot from listening and listening to other people, probably hence the podcast thing.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of different kind of elements to owning a business and everyone's got different sort of, you know, I've got young kids, so for me it's really important to get advice from other working mums, but then also from people who are really connected and successful within the business world.
In an industry. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think that just enables me to get a different perspective and brainstorm ideas and...
And keep building and growing and thinking differently. And
yeah.
So tell me about being from Taranaki. Are you from Taranaki originally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, born and bred?
Oh, actually, well, I was born in Australia.
Okay, that's okay.
Came here pretty young. I can definitely claim it.
What school?
Sacred Heart.
There we go. See, that's good. That's one of the main schools. Yeah. And how has that influenced, I suppose, the way you think and feel about the way, you know, the way you operate?
I think that a big part of Taranaki is the community. That's one important element that has shaped me as a person and then has gone on to kind of shape the company and how we work with people and who we work with is really important.
Yeah.
But also there's an element in Taranaki of that kind of work-life balance. And, you know, we've lived in big cities before and it's really easy to get absorbed up and spend every working hour at work. And we really don't do that here. It's really important because it's such a beautiful place to be able to get out and enjoy it and do all the things.
Spend some time in the wilderness and by the sea and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the sort of vision when you came back from London or Sydney and place, come back to Taranaki, was that you would have that lifestyle.
Yeah, and I'd say that it's kind of easy to have rose-tinted glasses and go into it thinking, oh, this is going to be so amazing. But genuinely, it's... so far beyond what I imagined our life would be like. It's just really, I feel so grateful for the lifestyle here.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you're not spending a lot of time in traffic and
all that
stressfulness that goes on in big city life.
Yeah, I just think the working culture here is really healthy.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you work in a co-working space too, so
cool. So you get Manifold.
Oh, really? Shout out to Manifold, Devon Street.
Just moved.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it's curry.
They're good. More contemporary information coming to fore. And so what do you get out of working in a co-working space? Or what is a co-working space, first of all, for those who don't know?
Yeah, so it's a big office where people come from all different organisations to work from.
Yeah.
I love working from there. I've met really cool people. And it's just got that social element. I worked from home for years by myself and really find that it's important to get out of the house.
Yeah. Separate work and life.
Yeah, and you just never know who you're going to meet there. And again, it kind of goes back to that advice thing where there's really interesting people doing really cool things in there. So yeah. I'll quite often tap on someone's shoulder and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Nice one. Well, it sounds like you've really beautifully set up an organisation and a company that gives you kind of stimulation and growth, but also allows you time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that going to take you? What's the future looking like for Roar Collective?
Well, I've got pretty lofty goals
Good.
For Roar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to keep growing within this podcasting industry. It's changed so much since we first started.
Yeah.
So I think originally I sort of had more of a concrete vision, but I've come to realise that because things change so quickly, that needs to be a bit more fluid perhaps. But I just want to keep creating good podcasts that people listen to.
Fantastic. And how do you measure success for yourself or for your business?
Money.
It's good. Got to make money.
But also it's that lifestyle thing as well. Yeah. That definitely comes into it because, if that goes out of kilter, everything sort of goes out of kilter. For us as well, obviously, because we are sharing our podcasts online, we watch the listens really closely. So
watch the listens. That's not an oxymoron. No, you check out how many people are listening to the podcast. That's an indication of interest, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Good.
Yeah, so it's just kind of growing those audiences.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Okay, we've got two or three final questions, all right? This is the quick fire round.
Okay.
So are you ready? No, you don't cheat.
I forgot what these were.
Good, good. Okay. What is your dream day in Taranaki?
My dream day is probably my standard Saturday morning that happens every week where we wake up, my husband makes pancakes every morning. Every Saturday morning.
Good on you. Wow.
So we have pancakes.
I don't like them already. Setting the bar way too high for husbands.
He takes the kids to swimming, so I have a good hour to myself, normally to tackle a washing pile. And then we will wander down to Bleached, have a coffee. There's always lots of friends down there, so we will normally bump into someone and have a catch-up. And then in the afternoon, we'll usually head out and do something, go to the beach or to the zoo.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So,
and then he puts the kids to bed. He makes you dinner.
Oh.
You sit up on the couch.
I think we can improve on this Saturday.
This is good. I see. Dream big. All right. That's good. What is the best thing about living and working in Taranaki?
Community and just all the friends and family that's here and just also how easy it is.
Yeah.
Which describing a place that I was living as being easy is something that probably would have put me off it a few years ago, but it's just really...
It's an age and stage thing, eh?
Yeah. It's an amazing place.
Nice. And last question, who would be your dream podcast guest?
Oh, Malcolm Gladwell.
Wow.
I really like him.
It's not unachievable. Let's get him on the phone.
I have actually hounded him over the years, but haven't quite got there. One day.
That's the third stalker reference we've made. Thank you so much, Hannah and Raw Collective, for producing this beautiful podcast and many others as well. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. And a special thanks to Venture Taranaki for making the Power Up podcast possible. If you're an entrepreneur or looking to get a new venture off the ground in Taranaki, visit the Venture Taranaki website and their business support services on offer that could help you bring your idea to life. If you're not familiar with Taranaki, come and take a look. There's something here for everyone. With a supportive business community, vibrant towns, unrivaled experiences, and abundant nature, Taranaki is humming. Your entrepreneurial flair, enterprise, and career will flourish here, and you and your family can make Taranaki your home. Lastly, please rate, review, and subscribe. It helps others find us.